This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is it Friday yet? I don't know when I became
Almost.
That guy. When did I become that guy? I never used to be that guy. Now I'm that guy.
He's looking forward to it.
Is it Friday yet? It's the longest week ever. When did I become that guy?
I don't know. It's not really you. Because by the way, you don't stop working. Like, that's the funny thing. Like, you usually have gigs over the weekend. Is it Friday yet? Why, Chet? So you can work more? I mean, come on.
That's so true.
I just Googled it. No, it's Thursday.
Okay, good. Thanks.
And I, by the way, you couldn't see this on the radio, but I stopped what I was doing and then just glared at Spence.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, because that's what he wanted. So that's what
exactly.
I gave him. And sometimes, like, my wife will turn and I'll say something and she'll turn and curse and punch me. And I'm like, thank you.
That's what I really wanted.
That's what I was going for. I'm surprised we didn't get, well, oh, wait a minute. We did get the panic text this morning from Kayla. Driving in the wind, you survived?
I did survive, thank goodness. I'm the world's worst driver, so wind just amplifies it by 1,000. So I woke up this morning at like 2:30 because the wind was like howling. There's a strip mall behind my house, and the way the wind was like hitting it, it was creating like a high-pitched like a the whole time when it hit it.
I'm sorry, how did it go? It's funny that you would bring that up because you start noticing, or at least I do. So you walk around different parts of your house when it's windy like this, and you go, how many holes are in my house? You know what I mean? Because it's got the different little whistles.
Yeah.
Like, what does it sound like again? Got it. And I was thinking, that could be a little cottage industry. You'd only work like 4 times a year.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put
holes.
Yeah, you put the ads out, and it's like, you know, house pluggers.
Household fixers, yeah.
Or something like that. House pluggers. It's got to be something, because it's very specific. We come and we find where those holes are in your house, because all I could think of was like, I must be wasting energy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There must be, because if the wind is blowing and I hear it whistling like that, well, then when I'm running the AC or when I'm running the heat, that's got to be going out.
Yeah.
Because what did your mom always tell you when you were a kid? Shut the damn door.
Yeah.
Letting all the AC
yep.
out. We're not here to cool the outside. I know, man.
And here's what you do find. If you ever do anything up close and personal with your house, for instance, I went on top of my house and put up chicken wire, whatever it was, to stop the pigeons.
You did?
From making love outside my bedroom window every Saturday morning.
Jealous.
I did.
I scheduled every Saturday.
Are you?
Got it.
Jealous
no,
of the pigeon
he's
love.
Jealous of the pigeons.
I thought you said you were. I was like, wait a minute.
They're mocking his sex life.
The pigeons are getting more than it's been.
Yeah. Like, damn you pigeons. So I go up there and I'm doing it. I'm like, and you see how shoddy the work is,
oh my goodness,
or how sloppy it is.
That's not the word I thought you were saying.
So you see how hole pluggers, Chet's cottage industry, hole pluggers could come to my house and go, well, there's the whistle. There's a hole in your roof.
Right. This is what I say to you.
I got you.
Where you're sitting there and you go, man, I don't know how this thing's still standing. Because you hear, or you'll see the light coming in from outside at the bottom of your door. You're like, this can't be good.
No.
Go up in your attic or whatever you have that is an attic, because we have that crawl space area. But it's actually big. You can't stand up in there, but it's big enough to put stuff in our attic crawl space or whatever. And there's got to be that situation where you go, I can see outside.
That cannot be good.
Not only can stuff escape, but things can get in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that.
I don't like any of it.
I'm certain there's a full other society. It's like a Disney movie in my house.
Yes.
There's a full other society of, you know, rats and vermin and insects that have their own little parties
right.
on their own that we don't know about. And it's happening in your house.
Well,
too,
at least
I'm sure
they're nice enough not to, you know, let you know about it. So and they're actually, to hide it.
The rats actually, and the vermin.
They're actually up there going, hey, this is our house. What's all that noise?
Yeah, what are those people?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So one of the hot things that's going around on social media right now, what would 13-year-old you think of you?
Oh, God.
Right now. What would 13-year-old you think of you?
You're so cool.
Yeah?
Because 13-year-old Kayla would think that, like, radio is the coolest job ever, and you're just living your best life.
Is it not?
It is a really cool job. I am super blessed to do what I do. But, like, I just think of what 13-year-old Kayla would think, and 13-year-old Kayla would think that, like, I am the and I'm not the coolest person in the world. I'm actually pretty lame when I leave my job. I go home and, like, I'm a recluse.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that, like, yeah, 13-year-old Kayla would think that I'm pretty cool. Like, my niece is 13. I turned 13, so.
What would 13-year-old you think of you?
I think pretty good because I wanted to do radio since I was, 11, I think. 11 or 12 is when I really figured out that's what I want to do. So I think to go, it's pretty awesome. You're doing what you told yourself you wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. Little Jess, what would 13-year-old you think of you?
13-year-old me would think that I could get them backstage at the Jonas Brothers concert.
Right?
Yep.
How about you?
I took it much deeper than that. Maybe I've had too much time to think about it. I thought 13-year-old me, I had big dreams and big aspirations that I'm not sure I had when I was 13. now that I think about it another step further, well, maybe that came a little later on. I think at first I would be disappointed. I would be a little disappointed because seriously, I wanted to do, you know, like big, like Seacrest big.
Yeah.
Like national stage big.
Yeah.
But I think once I explained that we'd done all right, I think I'd be okay with it. You know, I'd be happy that I was doing this. I really would. Not unlike Spence. Yeah. This is kind of the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah. Right.
And I've wanted to be on stage in front of people. And like Kayla said, I get to do that pretty much every weekend.
Would you say that 13-year-old you would think, like, he's so cool, he lives in Las Vegas?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but 13-year-old me would be more, why aren't you in New York or L.A.?
Okay.
13-year-old me would also go, hey, man, where's your hair?
That is not the first pick question, though. But we have WWE SmackDown tickets, Monster Jam for the Monster Jam All Star Challenge. That they've got the dirt in, and trucks are running around already at Sam Boyd Stadium in anticipation of tomorrow night's show. Renaissance Festival tickets for this weekend. This weekend, honestly. Even though yesterday was 90, today is going to be 68. The wind is blowing like crazy, and things are going to change a lot. Which, by the way, how many more? The weather's changing like you seeing a cop on the freeway, 91 to 68.
Actually, I think NHP posted that.
Was it? Yeah, but they were like late.
Okay, were they? Okay.
Like, I've seen it. Do you feel bad for your friends when you see that, when they go, when you've seen it like four or five times and then somebody else jumps in like it's new?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're pretty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the case. You know, I don't know. NHP may have been first.
Right.
And everybody else was just biting it. But by the time I saw NHP post it, I'd seen it seven times.
Right.
I'd seen seven different versions.
You know what's funny? I haven't seen it at all. So you saying that right there was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
See? So there's constant enjoyment out of it.
So funny.
And that's a good thing.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You get the first pick of the prizes at 702-364-9898. The WWE SmackDown tickets for T-Mobile Arena tomorrow. Is Kofi Kingston coming in?
He's coming in tomorrow, yes.
Remember, he came in here a while back.
Years ago.
Kofi, yeah, it was. Were you here then, Kayla?
I wasn't, no.
Kofi Kingston's a big star now in the WWE, making a return to the Chet Buchanan Show tomorrow. What happened to that Bailey girl that can't?
She had something going on where she can't get in time to do morning shows or something like that.
That happens. That happens on occasion. We have tickets for the Monster Jam All-Star Challenge tomorrow night at Sam Boyd Stadium. That's going to be pretty cool, too. And the Renaissance Festival is going on. The Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival is happening this weekend at Sunset Park, 702-364-9898. Or, you know what? Or you can go off the board. They could go off the board if they wanted to, Lil Jess, and have Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota. When did you have a Halloween costume that just didn't work? What I'm really going for here are the costumes that nobody got. You know, they just didn't get it. However, I'm also willing to veer off into, man, I thought I nailed it, and everybody just kind of thought it sucked type. For example, a buddy of mine was trying to be funny. Like, he's a super creative guy, a smart guy. So he tried to be, what was it, post-op Malone? I think was what it was.
That's very clever.
And so he's like Post Malone with an IV bag, you know? Yeah, post-op Malone. Post Malone with an IV bag in his arm. Therefore, post-op Malone. A few years before that, I was the sexy Benihana chef. No one got it.
That's very funny.
Good stuff. But you have to hit him over the head with a Halloween costume.
It's too, yeah, you can't go deep on that.
No.
You can't make them think about it. Because it's like, you know what it is? It's like social media. It's, you look at it, if you get it, if you like it, then awesome. If not, on to the next.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when did the Halloween costume just not work? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
We've devised a game with this, Lil Jess. You don't get to play because you already know all the answers.
Perfect.
But we're going to ask. I know, right? Chill out. Do you need coffee? You got a minute.
Could use a massage.
Oh,
I can't help. I got stuff to do in here. We're gonna, for example, we're going to pick up Becky's call first. Becky, describe this costume that didn't work, and we're going to try and guess what you were, so that it cannot work twice.
So I wore all black and I covered myself head to toe with numbers.
Oh, you're a blackboard. Like in class? No.
All black with
no.
Numbers.
Dang it! I thought that was easy. I'm like, well, how did that not work?
I know.
Nothing? Spence?
No, I got nothing.
Okay, Becky, what were you?
I was someone you could count on.
It's too deep. Yeah, that's good. That's beautiful.
Sounds like a Kayla's got a joke.
Yeah, you almost need a you almost need to put a sign. You know,
that's good.
And they always
hit
you. No, it's really good. And I'm sure these are all amazing. But
that's funny.
You know, but like they say, if you gotta explain the costume. Yeah. Fia, Lone Mountain, what did you do?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So I have to explain my costume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so like I told you a minute ago, yes.
Yeah, okay. So I was wearing a pink robe, and I have noxzema on my face. You know what noxzema is, right?
Yeah, my mom used to use it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so yeah, noxzema on my face and a buff puff on my wrist, and I went to work.
It's really bad if you have to explain the explanation. You know what noxzema is, right? Oh, my God.
I don't know what a buff puff is. What's a buff puff?
Like
you know those little the scrubber you use in the tub? Yeah.
A loofah?
Okay. Loofah. Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, puff puff.
I guess loofah, yeah.
It's a puff.
I didn't know what it was.
No, it's not a loofah. But in any event, we're splitting hairs here. We're focused on the buff puff and not on the costume.
The costume so wait, again, so robe and noxzema cream.
Were you Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Okay, what were you?
I was a stressed mom.
Fitting. I was like, I just don't get it.
That sounds like one of Kayla's jokes.
It doesn't. Hey, Bree in the Southwest, tell us about your costume that just didn't work.
Okay, I had on purple scrubs, black fishnet glasses, and ponytails. With a stethoscope.
With a stethoscope.
A sexy doctor?
Yeah, you're sexy doctor who's a hooker on the side? Doctor. I mean, are we in the right neighborhood?
Right neighborhood.
What was it?
It was a sexy mental health technician.
Mental health even? How are you supposed to gather that?
Gotcha.
How are you supposed to know? This is fantastic. Chris in Whitney Ranch. See, you don't feel so bad now, right? Okay, so tell us about your costume. We'll try and guess what it is.
Okay. Full sleeve dress with skulls and roses print on it. A veil with rose headband.
What kind of dress
did you
say?
And then white makeup, white and black. It's a short dress, but it's got puffy skirt, skulls, and rose print on it, long sleeve.
Day of the Dead?
That's what I thought.
Dia de los Muertos?
Yes.
That's what it was.
That was what it was?
Yes.
See, we could have partied with you. Yeah. We could have partied with you.
Got one.
You should have come to our party. We would have known.
But nobody got
it. The makeup is what threw it. It was bad.
Oh.
Okay.
Why? What was wrong with the makeup?
It just didn't look Sugar Skull. I let my daughter do it.
Oh, and how old is she?
Four.
She's eight.
Okay. Not bad. Like the girl the other day, the Olympic. Did she bite it herself? This girl, you know what little girl I'm talking about? This one right here.
I was putting some lipstick on.
So you put, what'd you put on?
Lipstick on.
Yeah, and
the
so she was the one who did the makeup.
Oh, fine.
All right, let's try this one. So Andrew, tell us about the costume.
Well, my costume, I had a white shirt, button-up shirt on, and I had black pants that was pulled up almost past my belly button, and I had some glasses with white tape on it.
Yeah, classic nerd, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, and nobody got that?
Right, so yeah, what was the problem?
And I was going trick-or-treating, and everybody's like, oh, look at all your guys' costumes. Like, where's your costume, little boy? And I was like, this is my costume.
Yeah, they're just messing with you.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling. Story of the day. We were talking yesterday about the Tennessee band, the University of Tennessee band. Just a guy passed out, and they just kept going. People stepping over.
The
show must go on. And about stuff that would happen just in different people's lives. And nobody really stopped to do anything. And by association, you know, sometimes people just freeze.
Yeah.
You know, they just freeze. If you have not seen this yet, the footage is nuts, and go search it out. 27-year-old guy near Houston, his name is Alex Correas. He was out walking his three dogs last Thursday, and he got struck by lightning.
Oh, my God.
And a security camera got it on video. It stopped his heart. He falls face first to the pavement. Luckily, he was walking by a vet's office when he got hit. One of the employees saw it happen. A woman named Christy told her coworkers that obviously that he was going to need CPR. When they got to him, his clothes were charred.
Huh.
His shoes and socks had been ripped in half and blown off. And there was a big hole in the concrete. Alex and the other folks there will pick up the story.
The doctors were just in shock that I made it. The way I got hit, the way it traveled through my body, they did say I'm lucky to be alive.
His shoes and his socks got blown off his feet. I start running through the hospital because someone was like, you know, we need help with CPR.
Face down on the ground, we rolled him over and, you know, checked his pulse and he wasn't breathing. We eventually got a heartbeat back and spontaneous respiration, and right about then the ambulance pulled in.
I was in the helicopter and he told me I was struck by lightning. Thanks to those people, they're the reason why I'm still here. Because if not, I probably wouldn't be here to tell the story.
No, you definitely would not.
Oh. The doctor said
he definitely would not be there had they not gotten to him when they did and started CPR.
Wow.
Again, you may have heard he didn't even know. He didn't even know what had happened until he was on the way to the hospital. And he's doing okay. The worst part of it is he's got a really serious black eye from where his face hit the ground, you know, when the lightning hit him and he went down.
You know what sucks, though? In real life, you don't get a superpower. If that happens in a movie, you can do math problems really quickly.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You can fly around the globe, stuff like that. No, he just got a black eye.
Okay.
And we've got a good feeling story of the day out of it.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God, drama in Venice, Florida.
My
the Venice, Florida school district. that what they call it?
It's literally, yes. Well, no, not Sarasota.
The drama, the whole town is talking about it.
It has become the whole town's issue at this
point. How many people live in Venice, Florida?
Like maybe 30, including outskirts, 30,000.
Well, to combine the metaphors, spill the cheese, man.
So, I guess homecoming was this past weekend for my hometown's high school, and two of the kids showed up to homecoming. They were acting super funny. Administrators had noticed they were acting really
weird. Yeah, because
they're
hammered.
Yeah, that's what I would say,
too. By the way, it happens, and if right now, if you're judging us for saying that,
raise your hand if you didn't go to some high school function with liquor at some point
before or after.
Yeah,
or maybe snuck off behind the portables.
We used to go to the Baptist church across the way and drink it before basketball games.
Mm-hmm. Check your cabinets.
So they were acting funny. So administrators confronted them, and after having a conversation with the school resource officer, they decided to breathalyze the kids.
What?
Oh. That's hardcore. Why can't you just send them home?
Well, I think that was the whole point, was like, we're going to breathalyze the kids and then send them home. From what I gathered, that they were trying to contact the parents, but they did it after the breathalyzer was already administered.
So the big drama is, shouldn't they have called the parents first? As opposed to breathalyzing them on the spot, and that's what's got the town worked up?
Everyone in the town is, worked up about this. Because people there have old school thoughts, too, where they're like, well, no, those kids are hoodlums, and they deserve to go to jail and everything like that. And then you have other people that are very, much more like modern parents, where they're like, well, my kids can do no wrong, and yada, yada. So it's very divided in my hometown.
So I read up on it, because it did make mysuncoast.com.
Okay.
Which is the news. The students weren't from Venice High. They were going to the homecoming.
Oh.
And the administration says they are allowed to breathalyze. It is in the student handbook, and they don't have to call the parents. If they feel like the students are inebriated, they can initiate a breathalyzer test. So the school administration is going, and?
I understand that it's written and you don't have to call the parents, but you know, there's a history of, you know, the school and the parents don't always have a connection. Well, that would be why I need you to call me immediately.
That's what it's...
If it's part of the policy that you can do the breathalyzer, fantastic. But I need a call immediately, not after the fact.
Okay, but to play devil's advocate on that, and I get you. I get where you're going with that. But if they don't have to, they don't have to. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
See, I would agree with you if it was blood. If they're taking blood.
they're going to stick them with a needle. Yeah.
Maybe if you got to call the parents first. But otherwise, no. You go ahead, then call the parents
and
after.
And look, I'm not coming from the fact that I don't believe the school. Because it's that I need to know. Because on my way, I mean, I'm getting ready. Like, Dwayne better be ready. It's about the kids slam, smack down.
Oh, yeah. No, the kid's taking a beating in front of the administration. Yeah, which you don't want to do. Yeah.
Them.
No, it's bad.
The whole thing is, I think as a parent, you should be called because you're responsible for that child. So you're making the decisions for that child up until the age of 18.
Yes.
So that's my whole thing, is you need to call them ahead of time before you breathalyze, because they really don't know their rights. You can actually deny a breathalyzer test, and
we're arguing semantics here. Yeah. But like Spence said, and like it says in the school code, Kayla, you are the rule follower of all rule followers.
I am that.
What does the rule say?
The rule says that they can breathalyze if they want to.
And by the way, and you called it a funny name. The school cop is a what?
An SRO, school resource officer.
And what role did your father play within the school district?
He was an SRO.
And how would your father feel about this?
I'm sure my dad would be like, they did the right thing. They breathalyzed him. I just don't agree with that.
And how does your mom feel about it?
My mom is...
Because I know you talked to her for about an hour yesterday.
So my mom, I think I swayed her to come over to the dark side, because she was very like, they did the right thing.
What dark side?
My side of it, which was, I told her that they should have contacted the parents first. And I think before, she was on the side of, they did the right thing. They breathalyzed the students because they were acting funny. Because my mom was involved in the school. My mom has worked for the school system for 38 years. So she's seen kids act weird and be weird and everything like that. So she thinks they did the right thing.
Are we talking about, I mean, I know it probably says in an article somewhere, weird. But I mean, there's a difference between just being weird and you're going, hey, you're drunk.
You know what gave him away? The beer pong. Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Good one.
You
can't. Or the bong bong. Or the skullhead bong that they just had with them. I'm with all you guys. I'm with you on that. You should call the parents. I don't think they should be breathalyzing, period. I don't think they should be breathalyzing. You turn them over to the parents. Now, there are a lot of parents that are just junk, and I get it. Mm-hmm. But okay, so then what? So you breathalyze them, then what?
Then you have just cause to make them leave. They have to leave. They have to call the parents and make them leave.
You're a private entity. You can make them leave if you want to.
But the problem is that would cause even more drama if you just made them leave because they were acting suspicious.
If you call the parents.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is then the parents are going to go, well, why are you making them leave? Well, we think that they're drunk.
Okay,
well,
then what are you talking about? Then what are you talking about? We breathalyzed them. They're above the legal limit. Now you must come get... Well, so when
then you have just cause to do it with the breathalyzer.
Right. So what are you complaining about?
I'm just saying that they should have called the parents first.
You just said that, no, they need proof before they call the parents.
They have to call the parents to ask permission to do the breathalyzer. They can't just give the kids
a
breathalyzer.
What a nightmare.
The student handbook says you don't have to do it. They agreed to it. They signed
no,
to it.
No, and I get that. They'll probably change that. We're talking about what you should as opposed to what it is.
They did exactly what they need to do. They can't let them leave. What, are they going to get in a car and get in an accident? And then the school's responsible. They've got to do that.
I don't think you win either way. Because, hey, do we have permission to breathalyze your kids?
Oh, and the parents aren't going
to. The parents are going to go, I want to speak to your manager.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get all weird about it.
I would at least want to be there when it's taking place.
Why? Because you're an expert in breathalyzation? Because you're darling angel who's gone out and gotten hammered on Mad Dog 2020 grape flavor? I don't even know if that's a thing.
Yeah, right?
But you know what I'm saying, on some cheap hooch? and then you want to be there to make sure that they're not violating your child's civil rights? Oh, but honestly, is that what it is?
No, because if it takes a village, then communication needs to be a part of that village.
What the hell are you talking about?
What kind of
Summerlin soccer mom BS did you just spill?
The worst thing you can do is to have the parent there as they breathalyze. The parent's going to protect the kid. The school district automatically is wrong. They're brutalizing.
Yeah, why? That's what
you
I'm saying. Why do you need to be there?
Near it
why do you need
after?
To be there? So you make sure he's your darling angel who's getting drunk before homecoming dance so that their civil rights are not violated. It takes a village.
I love that.
It doesn't take a village to breathalyze.
It takes a village to buy booze, though, when you're underage.
And by the way, if I get pulled over on the 215, do I get to call my mom? No.
Bottom line, it's my kid.
Sure. Of course.
It's my kid, and I don't care what rules are in there. It's my kid. If you're not a uniformed police officer with a badge.
They are. They're an SRO.
I got another acronym for that, but.
I don't know what that means. You're fighting authority? So should they breathalyze at all?
I think yes, because I get where the school is coming from, because you have to protect. They're in charge of a massive group of kids. So I understand where they're coming from there. So, yes, all I'm saying is call me. Like, we can't tag team this together. But then I get what you're saying, Chet, because there are parents out there that the school, it's always the school. The school's the problem. So I understand.
How dare you say my child is drunk? What proof do you have?
Yeah. Oh, no.
What proof do you have? Well, I breathalyzed him. What? How dare you breathalyze my child?
You allowed them to exhale into a straw?
How? You violated them by putting that in their mouth.
Yeah.
Where's that saliva going? Give me his DNA back.
Keep the parents out of it.
Kayla's never wanted kids more than she does right now.
Just so I could get him through this.
No, just so you could be in this conversation.
Yeah, I just think that you need to be contacting the parents before you do anything like that drastic for whatever reason. Because they can come back and expel them for coming onto property and doing all of this. You got to contact the parents in situations like this. You can't just go through and go, oh, he's drunk. Get him out of here.
No, but they didn't. They breathalyzed them.
I know. They breathalyzed them, but you need to contact the parents before you do anything like that.
Make your point, though. You said that, but you're not explaining it. So you're saying two different things.
Because that child is legally represented by their parents up until the age of 18. So they have to, their parents have to consent to that.
Right. But then earlier,
they did consent.
And then, you said earlier that they have, well, what proof do you have that my child, why do you want to breathalyze my child? And then you got to go through that whole thing.
The whole thing is that they have to ask for permission so the parents can go yes or no.
Yelling doesn't make your argument better.
I didn't realize I raised my voice. Well, you have to ask the parents permission for everything that you do with that child.
And
that's the whole thing.
You know what? I did forget. You actually do have the parents' permission because when it comes to the student handbook, both the child and the parents sign it.
You sign it.
You have it.
You already gave permission.
Of school. That's right. I forgot. Darn it, I got to read that stupid student handbook.
The law.
Yeah, that's what sucks. No, that you know what the lesson we learned today is? And that might be final exam later. The lesson that we learned today is read the student handbook.
Read the student handbook.
I think that's the lesson that we learned today.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Work me through this for a second, because I understand that they're cool with it and it works for them, and that's fine. I'm good with all of that. Kaylee Cuoco still does not live with her husband yet.
No. Nope.
They've been married like a year.
At least, if not longer.
Yeah, they're married like a year. Isn't that the point of the getting married?
You
not
think.
These days.
But isn't that the deal, is that you live together? I mean, so what's the point? So is the point otherwise, if you're not living together, then is the point so just that, okay, now I got something, I got a legal contract that says you won't mess with other folks?
I guess so anymore. Her excuse is that they're building their dream home.
I get it.
And but to me, I'm right there with you, Chet. I'm like, you're building your dream home. Does that mean that you still can't live with your husband in a rental?
Yeah,
like,
somewhere else.
What does that mean exactly?
They're saving money because they already have their own places, and they don't. I don't get it either. I'm trying to find a way. Because it sounds cool.
No, that's
cool.
Okay. If we're unanimous on this, then it's quick and it's done, and that's it. I thought that was odd, and I was like, is there something I'm missing here?
I like the idea. Just because, so I currently live with my folks and have gotten a even deeper view of marriage and how all that works and communication.
In what way?
And that not every day is a good day, and that you really, it's a give and take, and that people are changing. They've been married for a very long time, and that you're constantly changing. So I could see how living apart could actually be more successful in bringing you together. I don't know. Am I going off somewhere else?
No, I got you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And it takes all kinds of kinds. Because Amy and I don't fight. And I know that, and lest you believe that I'm going, oh, we're a perfect couple. No, we just kind of lucked out, and we had both been to the puppet show, and we'd both seen the strings. And so then we got together. There was no time for BS.
Yeah.
And so, and true story, there was probably an advantage to, because I was going to ask Amy to marry me way before I did. We've been together like 10 years, but we've only been married for 6 now. And that was because we were going to get married, and then Davey got married.
Yeah.
Davey, the show killer old producer. Then when Davey got married, I says, well, crap, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't have two life events going on in the same show. You can't. There's an unwritten rule. There cannot be multiple life events going on at the same time, because then people feel that, you know, the thunder gets taken, and you don't want to be the thunder taker either. So I did not want to do that. So Davey was getting married. So I was like, oh, all right, crap. And then I want to say then he had a kid. Then Lauren and JB got married.
Right.
And they got pregnant. Yeah. And then Davey got pregnant again. Wendy impregnated him.
Yes.
He carried a full term. It was nice.
But I mean, you know, all of that kind of stuff was going on. And what that did was it gave Amy and I an extra opportunity, even though there was no chance that we were going anywhere else. Like, we were already married. We just didn't have the paper. I knew for sure.
Well, at one point, you have to start thinking about a we. I mean, even me, like, I don't ever want to get married, but I still think about a we. And I feel like if you're not living together, or at least considering the idea of at some point living together, then you're not thinking in we terms. You're thinking of me terms. Like, I'm doing everything for me, and we'll get to that when we get to that.
I kind of like it. Actually.
But I don't get it. Really? You want to live apart from your wife?
I love the fact that my wife goes out of town every once in a while. She does business elsewhere, and it's, I think, for both of us, it's a nice respite from one another. And so I can see living apart for a period of time and then back together.
Did you like it when she was in Hawaii? Because she did that for a year. She took a job on Maui.
I remember
that. She left me. She moved to Hawaii.
For how long?
Yeah.
A full year.
You would go once a month, if I recall.
I would fly back every other month. She would come home.
You'd see each other every month.
So I loved it because I got to go to Hawaii every other month.
What?
Yeah, my wife hardly even goes to Target. I'm not kidding. We're always together, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's my wife rarely. And I'm a dude, so, you know, she leaves, and I think, hey, do whatever I want right now.
Yeah.
What do I want?
No, it's the same. I'm sitting on the same couch watching the same TV. This is stupid.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, how much are we playing for?
$148. It's just to tie Spence. You get the terrible Herb Spence's challenge jackpot. However, if you beat him, you get that plus $1,000 bonus.
A little bit of a milestone. Spence going for win number 790 today.
Oh, wow.
We made such a big deal about win number 500. Just the other day, I walked into we have an office, but it's on the other side of the building, so I never go in there.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
I've been in there once in the calendar year of 2019.
And that was to get whiskey, right?
Probably. Yes. There's whiskey in our office?
There's a ton of whiskey in our office.
We have a drawer full of whiskey.
Guess who's going to be spending more time in the office? Hey! How about that? I think I dropped something off in there, but that part doesn't matter. In fact, I'm not even sure what does matter.
You contributed delicious whiskey to that drawer, too.
You know what? Honest to God, this is the problem with me. You said whiskey, and I went, dang.
Sorry, terrible hurts.
I literally
can't. And Spence's challenge. There we are.
I literally couldn't think of another thing. Oh, no, I went into the office the other day and saw that, man, win number 500. There was a sash.
Yeah.
There's a plaque, which SOB still hasn't hung up.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't care. Ungrateful. So I was like, I don't know.
In the office we never go into? Is that? Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the one. I was wondering if anybody was going to pick up on that. So I don't know if we're gonna do anything special for win number 800, when and if that comes.
No, not until 1,000. If we ever get there. Yeah. 800 is cool. It's not 1,000.
No.
I'll buy you lunch.
Oh, that'd be very nice.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should. We'll go to lunch. We'll have a show lunch.
I'm busy.
You can go.
I'm going through the magic of radio.
Yeah, there's show.
There's a show lunch. I'm going.
Yeah, she's going.
But I'm not paying for it. He's going
for win.
She ain't kidding either.
No, that's always the answer. That's why I didn't even laugh at it. I'm like, we know. Good. I'm like, yeah, of course. I know.
So good.
I know. But he's going for win number 790. Today, thank you to our friends at Terrible Herbst. 60K in 60 days, $1,000 a day in October and November. 702-364-9898. Oh, unless you have forgotten, tie the man today. You also get Jonas Brothers tickets and Jonas Brothers meet and greet passes.
Nice.
Now, would you call 702-364-9898? Good luck.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I distracted Spence momentarily with talk of the Washington Nationals win last night. I'm sorry, Dodger fans.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Dodger fans here. Sorry about that.
A Dodgers fan by relationship correlation.
My boy Jay. Although, yeah, Spence being a...
I'm a Northern California guy, so I'm not trying to upset Dodger fans, but it didn't break my heart.
It didn't break your heart at all.
Your boyfriend's comment was, well, at least next year we'll win the NL West.
Oh, yeah, because Buddy's a Dodger fan.
Buddy's a huge
Dodger
fan.
Is he heartbroken? Hey, Spence, didn't the guy who was pitching for the Dodgers at the end, didn't he look like a guy that would... that would blast the Dodgers on Twitter and then call into sports talk shows?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, hey, Joe from Rancho Cucamonga, you're on. Yeah, this is Joe from Rancho Cucamonga, longtime listener, first-time caller. Yeah, Dodgers are garbage. they should fire, what's the guy's name, Dave Roberts, their manager? They should fire Dave Roberts. I've been saying it since April, since spring training. Yeah, but we made the playoffs. That's a really big... Nah, they're garbage.
Garbage.
Fire everybody.
I think Kershaw's a joke.
Kershaw's a joke. He's a joke artist. Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. thanks for the call, whatever his name is. Yeah, Kelly. Right. Kelly's his last name. And then after they hit the Grand Slam. Yeah, hey, it's me, Joe, from Rancho Cucamonga again. Dodgers are garbage. Did you see that? he just looked like that guy.
I saw the greatest tweet about that, though, was that everyone's trying to... There was someone saying, hire Joe Madden now. The Dodgers have a chance. And I'm like...
Oh, my God.
Joe Madden's the only name I know in baseball pretty well because I'm like, he's my Silver Fox. So
He was also the... what is your Silver Fox? What does that mean?
He's a hot older gentleman with silver hair.
Mm-hmm. And he was the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays when they did really good a few years ago when Kayla was there.
That just lets you know how much I do not know about sports. Because when she said Joe Madden, I was like, why are we talking about football
The
now?
Football guy, right? Yeah, that's John Madden. Not related. No. Not related. Can you imagine, though, if John Madden was a baseball manager instead?
So,
you get a guy on base, and boom, and then it's good, and you get a guy over here, and then he goes there, and you get the big guys in there. See, where's Frank Caliendo when we need him? Who does a great John Madden impersonation. That was me. That was my impersonation of Frank Caliendo doing John Madden.
That's funny.
That's what that was. Who's our Spence's Challenge contestant?
Jesse Ritchie from Silverado Ranch.
Jeez, Jesse, we screwed around long enough talking about the Dodgers that the music ran out and everything. So we'll just get right to it and say five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Do you know why we do that?
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah, just because it's silly, that's why. Are you going to cooter today?
No cooting for me today, buddy.
No cooting?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
That's my
Not
favorite.
Today.
Not today. Not today. Not you. That's my favorite commercial. Rakuten. No cootin'. I love that. We might have to start doing that. No cootin'.
No coot.
I like you, Jesse.
I like you.
Well, we put 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to read these questions in English and say them and enunciate really well so you can understand them. Because that's about all I can do to help right now. So here we go. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What Hall of Fame quarterback, in an interview to celebrate his 50th birthday, which is today, by the way, wonders if he played too long and what effect it might have on his health?
Brett Favre.
What former Hills star had her second baby boy yesterday?
Say that one more time.
What former Hills star had her second baby boy yesterday?
Jim Cooter.
The singing voice of young Simba in the original Lion King took a royalty deal instead of a check for how much?
$100K.
Toys R Us relaunched their website and is partnering with whom?
Toys R Us relaunching. Say it one more time.
No.
Toys R Us. You don't have time for say it one more time.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever been more frustrated. I like Jesse so much. Here's two things you can't do. I mean, I get it if you're having trouble hearing, and we'll make allowances. But if you're having trouble hearing, and you're collaborating with somebody, you know what I mean, where they're trying to help you whisper answers. It's just, you ain't got no time for all that.
Yeah. I warned him about that because I heard her in the background. Yeah. I said, by the way, be careful relying on someone because that's going to waste your time.
It's going to just eat up all the time. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. I'm going to start when I read the first one. Here we go. Mr. Spence, what Hall of Fame quarterback, in an interview to celebrate his 50th birthday, which is today, by the way, wonders if he played too long and what effect it might have on his health?
Brett Favre.
What former Hills star had her second baby boy yesterday?
Lauren Conrad.
The singing voice of young Simba in the original Lion King took a royalty deal instead of a check for how much?
$1 million.
Toys R Us relaunched their website and is partnering with whom?
Target.
Because of the treatment that she's getting from the British tabloids, Harry and Meghan are considering moving where?
Canada.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Efficient, workmanlike. Are you making hand signals for number three?
No.
Oh, no, I said I would have got three. I feel you really good when I do well. So, yeah.
No, and I thought maybe you, because, well, you'll see in a second. What Hall of Fame quarterback in an interview to celebrate his 50th birthday, which is today, happy birthday, wonders if he played too long and what effect it may have on his health. Jesse, who I had such high hopes for, said...
I believe I heard him say Brad Tuck.
He said Brett Favre.
Oh, did he?
And then Spence said...
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
I had Brad Tuck, too.
Brad Tuck.
I don't know.
Who the hell is Brad Tuck?
I don't know.
He's handsome, though.
I heard Brett Favre.
Okay.
I'm giving you Brett Favre.
Hall of Famer Brad Tuck.
it was a little muffled.
If, in fact, you did say Brad Tuck, admit it now.
No.
That's
great. What former Hills star had her second baby boy yesterday? And Jesse said,
"Say it one more time." And then he, Jim Cooter.
Mr. Jim Cooter. Excellent Jim answer. Cooter. Excellent. Mr. James Archibald Cooter. And Spence said,
"Lauren Conrad."
Lauren Conrad.
LC.
Booyah. And by the way, who are you collaborating with, Jesse?
My baby mama.
God bless her. God bless her. Yeah, it's just hard to have two people playing. It really is. Although, you know,
she was
we
more
should...
just yelling at me than giving me answers.
You know what we should do, though? We should allow, if somebody yelled out an answer, could we allow that? Whichever one you yelled out first?
Sure.
We got to check the official rules. Right now, Terrible Herbs is going, no!
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 You already cost us $1,273 earlier this week.
What are you doing? It's 2-1 for Spence. Did we get to your answer already?
I don't know.
No, he said James Archibald Cooter. And Spence said
Lauren Conrad.
Okay,
yeah.
So we did get that. It's 2-1, Spence. Singing voice of young Simba in the original Lion King took a royalty deal instead of a check for how much? Jesse said?
$100,000.
Spence said?
$1 million.
The answer is the original deal is they wanted to do flat check for $2 million. Mm-hmm. They said no because at the time, Disney was re-releasing everything, and they figured they might take a second bite of the apple on Lion King as well, not knowing that it was going to blow up on its own anyway.
Okay.
So they took it. They did take a check. They took a check for $100,000 and back-end royalties, which speculation is somewhere in the arena of $20
million. Wow.
Somewhere.
So, we're
so the answer was $2 million and nobody got it.
No. So that's like half right?
No.
Sure.
No. It's not. Even though I like you, Jesse. I would love to, but I can't. Toys R Us has relaunched their website. They're partnering with whom? And Jesse said...
Say it one more time.
And we were just out of time. And Spence said...
Target.
Booyah. There's three. And because of the treatment that she is getting from the British tabloids, Harry and Meghan are considering moving where? And Jesse... and Spence...
Canada.
Yeah, they're talking about going to Toronto. She, when they were filming Suits, she lived in Toronto and she likes Toronto and Harry's down. Harry's like, screw you
guys.
Let's go. Yeah.
You be nice to my wife or that's it. And I love that about him.
Yeah.
So, and for Spence, that's one, and two, and three, and more.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
And for Jesse and his baby mama.
So you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You lose.
You lose.
Good day, sir.
Jesse and, yes, Chet mentioned your baby mama. You both have been dismissed.
Thank you.
Bye, baby mama.
Bye.
Bye, Jesse.
I don't want a baby mama, but I want somebody to call a baby mama. You know what I mean?
That's cute.
You can call me that.
Okay, baby mama.
No, no, I don't want to be in the middle of that. That is, seems weird.
And that's when Chet turned the music up real loud to try to distract away from whatever the hell that was.
I like the idea, though. Chet, Kayla, Spence, and Spence's baby mama.
Yeah!
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Somehow I think it becomes the Spence Show at that point.
Or the Spence's baby mama show, one of the two. Anyway.
And then he turned the music up again. Yeah, so new total.
The new Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge. I have a terrible taste in my mouth now. New Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. Honestly. For Friday. It's $173 if you can tie him. It's a $1,000 bonus if you can beat him.
Why does it taste like I have a mouthful of metal shavings? I'm not sure. Am I having, is there some sort of, yeah. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little. I'm not sure.
Haters.
Really? Because you so, desperately want to be Spence's baby mama? Oh my God! You two should run off together.
Yeah,
that's great.
Ooh, that's the answer to all of our problems, Caleb.
Wait, Spence and Lil Jess run off.
Run off together. I don't know what that means either. It's all just odd, weird,
rude
non sequiturs. So why don't we do this? Let's just go. Let's just cut straight to the Jonas Brothers tickets and the Jonas Brothers meet and greet passes. How about that? Anybody you want to shout out before we get to that point?
The people in the Summit at South Grand Canyon and Pecoli Ranch. Hello. Salute.
Is that where your baby mama lives?
That's where she could live.
That's where the baby mama lives.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Little Jess, who's going to go to the Jonas Brothers?
In Windy Palace from Mountain's Edge.
You hear that, Wendy? You're going to Jonas Brothers.
I can't believe it.
And you're going to meet him, too. You got meet and greet passes.
What?
Yes!
I'm so excited.
That's the funniest thing, too, how the meet and greet part just slips past the goalie. Nobody ever hears. They're always shocked. They're always shocked, even though we're like, no, you get meet and greet. Really? Yes. Yes, you do. And here's the funny part, Wendy, as excited as you are now, I know that you're very well aware that that's not even the best part.
Yes. Kayla has a joke.
Kayla's got a joke. Yeah.
So admittedly, Wendy, this is not my favorite joke on the list that I have, but it only fits for today, okay?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So are you today's date?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you today's date? Well, no, we're all baffled right now. Are you today's date?
Well, because you're a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. See what happened there. 10 out of 10.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. Makes you happy in the morning. Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, unintended consequences of the Chet Buchanan Show. A tweet from our buddy Natalie. Spence, I think you know, do you have it up?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to continue?
I would love to. Natalie writes, nothing like my
You got to do the voice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were picking up what I was putting down. Okay. Sorry, this is unrehearsed. I don't know if you knew. This is off the cuff.
Oh, man.
This is unrehearsed. Unrehearsed, unscripted. Look out, live radio people. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, I was.
Nothing like my 2-year-old and 3-year-old walking into daycare screaming, bye, baby mama. Young P1D1 problems.
Yes. We're sorry. This has been unintended consequences. Of the Chet Buchanan Show. Speaking of unintended consequences, I don't know what I thought was going on in Northern California, and I guess parts of Southern California as well, because if you saw the story, the wind that we're having now came in from the north where they're having big storms. They were like Denver's got snow this morning. Eastern Washington across into the plains. They've all got snow and it's like super cold and everything there. Like an early winter storm could be historical, yada, yada. So this wind that's coming down blew down through Northern California and all of that. And so PG&E, that's the power company.
That's like Nevada, yeah, NV, like Nevada Power.
Like NV here. Energy, yeah. Yeah.
NV Energy.
And the, so the power company said we're going to turn off all the power to prevent forest fires. What?
Last year, you know, or when the Paradise Fire happened, whatever that was called, and PG&E got blamed and is being sued for billions of dollars because they didn't take care of power lines is what the accusation has been. Many claim that they haven't done this and it's their fault, and so they got sued. So they decided, okay, well, we have to get through and fix all this stuff. So during storms like this, we're going to shut down the power. 2 million people, by the way.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
All of my family live in Nevada and Placer counties, which are affected. They're in the mountains like the Sierra Nevada mountain area.
So, right, but okay, so it's like between Sacramento and Reno?
Yeah, I've got it right? Yeah, Northern California in the mountains, that kind of
area. How far? And it's Grass Valley, California, and it's how far from anything?
It's about an hour of... About an hour from Sacramento, about an hour and a half from Reno, so kind of in the middle.
So BFE.
Yeah.
Take a left. Hit BFE and take a left.
Lots of red dirt, lots of pine trees.
Yeah, okay. Man. It sounds beautiful, by the way. It is. Sounds amazing.
Wonderful. So for the last 24-plus hours, my entire family has no electricity. Now, okay, you get candles, you can get through it, but that's not even the biggest part of the problem. The kids can't go to school. My brother's a graphic artist. Obviously, he can't work. There's no gasoline because the gas, people have generators, so they're getting gas, but you can't pump the gas because there's no electricity to pump the gas. Where my brother lives.
Because gas pumps are electric.
Yeah.
Where my brother lives, they don't have any water because the pump that pumps the water up to their house
is electric.
Yeah, the well
is electric.
Yep, the well's electric.
The closest gasoline to my family is in Roseville, which is outside of Sacramento, which is 40 miles away. So they have nothing. And what's funny about it is, like the government, state, local, city, whatever, they are apparently powerless to do anything with PG&E to stop. And this could go on for days.
Wow.
They could be with, and my mom, by the way, who's 70 years old, has no juice, nothing. And it's just, it's like, how can they do that? I get the idea of preventing the forest fires.
I guess.
But look at all the damage going on as far as...
That just seems weird if your power lines are that... I mean, I get that they're dangerous. I do. I get that they're dangerous.
Sure.
But shouldn't we be making them not dangerous?
Well, and that's the people that claim PG&E is like, you've let this slip for years. This is on you. And California went through that drought.
Because they're not maintaining their stuff.
They're not maintaining their stuff. And legally, they're supposed to do that. Mm. And they haven't.
Yeah.
And they've only finished a third of the tree trimming that they're supposed to have done this year already, which is a big deal in rural areas because that's where the power lines are going through forests and then cause forest fires.
True story. When you I bought a little land and then when my dad passed and everything I've taken over, inherited, whatever. That's where you get the most letters from is from the power company going, "Hey, we're going to come on your land and cut the stuff, cut the brush away from the power lines."
Yeah.
It's constant.
So I'm just confused. So now everyone else has to suffer for, let's say, a week because this is the only solution that they could come up with, which is we're going to shut down the power and you all are basically going to be helpless for a week.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Oh, my God. I would sue them for doing this.
Yeah, I don't know what powers people have, but it's just...
You don't have a case.
And they're saying 4 to 7 days even. Just imagine not having any of that stuff for 4 to 7... We're in a big city, so getting gas and... Well, shoot, if there's no electricity to get gas.
If there was no electricity, period, yeah.
It's shut down the
town. And is it all just the people out in the sticks?
Those are the ones that are the most affected. Yeah, it's mainly rural.
They shut the power off in Sacramento. There's looting.
I mean, it'll be like the purge.
Go up. Yeah, it will. It'll be like the purge. It'll be like the purge and the with the Capitol right there. Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
Brutal. So it's just, it's fascinating. And their power... I'm not saying that on purpose. They can't do anything about it. There's nothing they can do.
Are they powerless.
Yes. But my mom, I'm like, well.
So will mom come stay with you for a couple of days?
She's not staying with me.
Oh, so you care some.
Well,
you
there's a hotel down the street. She can stay there.
There's no power there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wanted to remind you of one thing, that if you don't remember a single other thing from today's show, remember this. He's little, what is he, two, three, what did I say?
3 years old.
3 years old, Ian, and his mom, Alyssa, taught him to say this every day. So they're walking to school and she's filming him.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
Say it again.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
Say it again.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
Anything. Like the Golden Knights tonight.
Golden Knights go.
Arizona. I so badly want to go play hooky and just
go
down there.
Let's go.
Just blow off tomorrow's show. We can't.
No, got to be here.
We got Big Fat Bribe coming up at 9:30 and stuff like that. We have things to do. We have other things to do.
I'm not feeling so well all of a sudden. All right. I should tell you that.
Okay. I'll see you Monday. This might be the most Oklahoma thing that you will ever hear in your life.
Bring it.
There's a 79-year-old guy in Oklahoma, and he sounds straight out of a country movie, out of a Western movie. There's a country artist named, there's a guy, Sam Elliott. It's in all them movies.
You know, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Star is Born.
Like that. He's in Star is Born, too. And then there's another guy, Trace Atkins, big, deep voice. 79-year-old guy in Oklahoma driving with loaded gun in his car because Oklahoma. A train, I don't know how this all works. Train scares his dog. The dog jumps up and jumps on the gun, and the gun fires. Does it hit the 79-year-old guy? No. It hits his 44-year-old friend in the leg. And this dude sounds, I have flashbacks to my childhood. Here is the 911 call.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Step.
Wait, that's not it. That's the other guy. That's the guy who bungee jumps while he's playing the bagpipes. Totally different, and we'll get to that in a second. No, here's the guy from Oklahoma.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. I gotta lay down.
Oh, come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know. I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Okay, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Wrap around the head of it.
Oh, you're tougher than that.
Come on now. I swear to you, I could have a bone sticking out of my leg, and that would have been my father. Oh, now, you got two legs. That would have been my. You must be. Oh, and then there's this.
An Oklahoma woman is recovering after she was accidentally shot in the leg when her dog stepped on a loaded handgun. Ugh, she lived? Said the cat who loaded it.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
Commercial free with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Everything good in your world, sir?
Everything's great.
Yeah, it seems nice. You seem relaxed, seem happy. Super psychic Spivey. He's in North Carolina. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Halloween coming. Fun.
Oh, there we are.
Ooh.
fun stuff. Always kind of fun stuff going on. I'm sorry, I'm not sure I'm reading your name correctly on here. What is your name, please?
Jesusa.
Hi, Jesusa. I'd never seen that name before.
No, not either.
I wanted to make sure I had it right. So you.
It's kind of a unique name.
No, I love it. And so why won't your family talk to you? What's going on?
Well, you know, I dropped my whole world here, and I moved to Vegas to be closer to my mother because she ended up having a heart problem. Last time I called you guys, I spoke to Gary about my mother acting kind of irrational because she was doing some crazy things, and she was, I guess he told me maybe some medication that she was taking.
Yeah, refresh my memory. You can't just throw that out there and then run away. How long ago did we talk to you?
I'd say 3 months ago, maybe now.
And what was the problem then?
And the problem was my mother had been running away from my stepfather because she had thought that he was trying to kill her after she had gotten out of the hospital from having a heart pacemaker put in her, and she also had AFib, really bad condition.
Sure.
And of
so they shocked her back into rhythm.
Yeah.
Both my mom and my mother-in-law do this. So they shocked her back into rhythm and put the pacer in, as we call it in our family.
And it completely changed my mother. She was like the complete boss of the whole thing when she was with my father, my stepdad, who's 20 years younger than my mother. Since then, he's taken over a lot of crazy things, and he's been just being kind of like taking care, being the boss.
Right.
And my mom wasn't handling it well.
Jesusa, I can't let you take up all of the time.
Yes, so, I understand. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So then what did Gary tell you at the time?
Gary told me that's the medication making her feel that way, and we need to change her from that. At that point, we got along. Everything's going good. From that point on, my other brother who came to visit her, decided to stay here. He ended up doing other crazy things, and I told my mother that he was doing crazy things as far as drugs. He lives right above my mother's house. At that point, my mother called me one day, and she was all upset about something that was said. And I told her, I said, you need to realize that she's doing the wrong thing. You have heart issues. After that incident, she quit talking to me completely. I haven't spoke to her in over a month. She won't answer her door. It's breaking my heart. I'm here.
Here, I got it.
To my mother.
Okay. Jesusa, Gary's got it.
Yeah, here's what's going on. See, when people start going, you got a spiral that goes clockwise around your head, and that's a light spiral. And it works this way for everybody. And then you got a counterclockwise spiral if you step into a negative vortex. Your mom stepped into a negative vortex because she got a little hung up in your brother's stuff, and so as well as her own. So you can't really blame it on the brother, and see, that's what the trick is. And so, but she's on the other side of the trade. She's got a negative spiral. You got a positive one, which is a clockwise spiral if you're looking down at the top of your head from the sky. And there, and I just turned her spiral around and your brother's. Now they got a positive vortex around them. And if you notice right now, see, it sort of feels like you got your legs tingly and you feel like you can breathe suddenly. Different feeling.
Yeah.
Feel that feel? Feel it? And see, I didn't do anything at all to your energy field. I simply fixed your mom. And so many times you can meditate, and when you meditate, you just want to imagine like a golden tornado of light around your head as you look down at the top of your head from the sky going clockwise. And you can even take your hand and put it around your head and go round and round and round fast. And that's it. And that's all I did. But you can do the same thing that I just did. Just practice that with her, and you'll find she'll act right. I think she'll call you today. So it feels like you'll be
able to.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, honey? Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A deep breath. You are wound up.
I just want to hold my mother again. That's
I know, but I also can't help but think that because you're so wound up that it just makes the whole thing even more tense. So if you can lower your energy down a little bit too, then it might just kind of calm it all down.
Get a massage.
Thank you very much.
Get a massage, says Gary.
I don't know that's psychic advice, but that's solid advice. You know what I mean? Get a massage.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
Good luck.
Bye. I feel like I just have to talk to her really quiet. Like
this. Yeah.
So I want her to calm down. I want her to relax.
Get that energy.
Yeah. She felt like if she told more of the story louder and faster, that it would go her way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Getting anxious from it. So.
Yeah, she's stressed.
The reason people do that is because they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was telling her truth, and see, the truth really does set you free. That's the reason, you know, in Catholic churches you have confessionals, you know, because you go in there and tell somebody the truth, and so whoever's behind the thing. But anyway, that's sort of what it is. And when people do tell the truth, they'll notice that it may cause a little storm for a brief while, but then it'll start to unravel and things will go better. So that's a big one, especially these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Veronica.
Hello.
Hi. So your mother diagnosed with stage 4 cancer?
Yeah, kidney cancer. I was just wondering if Gary saw any hope and if you could send her lots of light, please.
What did the doctor say? Mm-hmm.
She's having a hard time just breathing, but she's not in so much pain like usually mm-hmm. stage 4 is.
Right, but what did the doctor mm-hmm. say?
They said that, well, because they cleaned out her lungs and they did see the stage 4 cancer.
Okay,
and it's just coming at 3 to 6 months.
I'm going to take one. Oh, 3 to 6?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you're going to call me and you're going to ask me a question and I'm not going to give you the news you want to hear. So this is, you know, this is one of those times. And I just had the same exact thing happen with one of my closest friends and the exact same type of cancer. Weirdly, you remember Chet, remember Jason who worked with me always? And so he had that same thing occur.
Yep.
And so what you got to do is you want to just realize that you got to take this time with her, make it very mm-hmm. special, make it all about her. And so, and I see all these angels around her. I see an older, I guess this must be her mother or mother, grandmother, mm-hmm. but I see an older lady, you know, that's real close in and holding her.
You know what's funny? When she changed her room after surgery, the room was 122, and she said that so much reminded her of her great-grandma.
Huh.
And there we go.
And that was just crazy.
Yeah, well, that's her. The reason she had that in her head was because I see her with her. And this great-grandmother, she was real religious. And so, and obviously, because she's holding a Bible up. And so she says that she's with her and that she's bringing the light from heaven. And she says, you give the light down here and the love, and mm-hmm. everything will be okay. And that's the great-grandmother that your mom's talking about. And so, this old lady shook her fist at me. And she's like, she said, be tough. And she's shaking her fist at you. She's a tough lady, obviously. That probably makes sense to your mother. Anyway, it's all good. Just hold her hand, make her comfortable, be there for her. It's all good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Hang in there. Just be strong.
There's one thing I'm getting screamed at. I'm getting screamed at from the other side. There was a gift that I was able to give my friend Jason just about 4 days ago, and this is before he passed, and it was a gift of a golden staff that God gave me to give him, and it made the transition easy. And this golden staff, if you can give it to your mother, take the golden staff, put it in your chest. Feel how your chest is getting hot? Feel that?
Yes.
This is the gift of passing in a perfect way, and it just gives you – he had this beautiful transition. And when I was talking to him at the moment, and I told him, I said, I see God stepping into your body. God stepped out. His spirit stepped out. I said, his soul just left his body. And then he went, whew. That was his last breath, right when I said that. And so this is the easiest way to pass. And this is a brand new spiritual gift that I've never seen before. And it just went into your chest. Feel how your chest is warm?
Yes. And wasn't Jason really young?
What?
Wasn't Jason really young?
Yeah,
35. And so, but this just went right into your chest. And so now then you take it out of your chest and you give it to your mother, put it in her hand, have her put her hand to her chest. And that's the spiritual gift that makes this so, so easy. And so, and your chest now is getting really hot inside. Feel that feeling? And a lot of other people's are. They're empathing this. That means they got the gift if they ever need it. This is a good gift to have because, you know, we're all going to go sometime. And so there we go.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you
and
so
don't,
much.
And don't get, and I'm not saying that this is happening, but just what I have seen from my mother, my father, my stepmother, you know, I've got a little experience here. Don't let this be about you. This is not happening to you. This
Correct.
Is just, this is just part of it. So be strong. You say, oh, it's hard. Yeah. Be strong.
It's hard. Yeah.
Be
Thank
strong.
You so much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
There was, for me, in that spot, there's a great, I mean, I just got the same chills that I got. I just remember a specific moment with my dad, and it was really hard for him at that moment. And I just kind of like gave it over. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like this, like it had everything to do with him, nothing to do with me or anyone else for that matter.
It's so tough.
And there's something, but it's not at that moment. It's freeing. Just stop worrying about it. You know what? If you go, oh, it's so tough. It's because you're thinking about yourself. Think about them.
It's a really good point.
You know what I mean? If you, oh, it's
then
so,
they're happy.
Oh, it's oh, so happy. Hard. Well, yes. Yum. Yes, it sucks. It sucks, but it is part of life. And it's going to happen to every one of us. And if you just kind of let go of that and give it over, it's
almost like victimizing yourself from it when it's not about you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's for a lot of things.
Right.
Hey, Terry, we'll get to you in 2 seconds. Hang on. Are you good for a minute?
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Okay. No, Gary, I know you're good. Terry is also good. And then we're going
to say Gary.
No, we're going to talk to Jade in Northtown. Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. Jade. So you're in real estate. Is it not going well for you?
Well, no, it's not. It's not going well right now. I'm starting back again to do it, but I'm just in a limbo right now. If this is the correct, you know, or the right direction I'm supposed to go to, because it's not like, you know, a steady income that comes in regularly. Because I want to help my family. I do love what I'm doing because I've been doing it for a while, but I did took a break on it and then came back again.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, I could say I'm good at it. All good. The listings I've listed have sold, and I'm good with clients.
Yeah, that's cool. Gary, should she stay the course?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
She's great at it. I think she's really, really good at it, and really to the point of great at it. I see you working really hard for 4 months. Just keep your head down and work hard for 4 months, and then I see you having a steady stream of income forever as long as you want to do it. So just know that you've got this 4 month kind of prime and pump kind of space to do in real estate. Usually it takes maybe 2 years for people. You can do it in 4 months from where you are right now. I feel great about it. I feel really good. I see you working with multiple people. Just get out there and, you know, hit the bricks. And so it's a great path. Don't let other people talk you out of it. You got some of your closest friends and family members are basically idiots when it comes to real estate. They're going to try to talk you out of it. And so, you know, they're your idiots, of course. We all have them, and, you know, and sometimes we're the idiot, but just don't listen to them. You know, keep going. Okay.
Thank you. That really helps.
All right. Good.
Go get them.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Listen, you guys know my best friend, John. He's doing real estate. Yeah. And it is a struggle sometimes, but he always says it is way better than having to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
It is way better than having to go to a job. And he always knows that next score is just around the corner. You just got to go get it.
Exactly.
So, all right, Terry, you lost your uncle in May. Is that right?
Yes.
The rest of the family's having a tough time, huh?
Yeah, my aunt and my cousins are, like, he was the foundation of their family, and I don't like seeing them fall apart like that.
Do you want Gary to go check on your uncle and see if maybe there's something that you could tell him?
Yeah, please.
He's a joker. He's very funny. You know, sometimes I hear this, but he's talking about he made it to heaven, believe it or not. He figured he would go to hell. And so he's just a joker. Was he a partier when he was younger? You know this?
I don't know if he was like that when he was younger, because he was like, he passed when he was like in his 80s, almost to his 90s.
So you didn't know him. Well, he was a real partier, as he shows me when he was younger. If you ask around, you'll find it to be true. He said he's not a wise old man. He's back young again. He makes muscles. He's being funny. You know, he's just being silly because he's in really good health, and he was a good, very good-looking young man. And he says he's back to his party days, and he's actually in heaven partying. And so he's living it up. He goes, cheers. So obviously he had a drink or two when he was young. So anyway, so he makes jokes. Maybe when you were a little toddler, he said you always had a heavy diaper. He's making jokes. It's like, you know, I guess he was around you. That makes sense to you, I think. And so, but anyway, he loves you. He loves everybody. He says he's good. He's up there. He's doing good. And just keeps blowing kisses. He's good.
Thank you.
Does it make sense to you, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why that's why he's the world's greatest psychic. Gary. Yeah. You know.
All
right,
thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye, buddy.
I'm just like, I'm crying. Quit making.
Yeah.
Stop it. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. I think that's enough. That's enough work for one day, Mr. Spivey.
There we go.
thank you so much, buddy. We love you.
Love you back.
Woo-hoo! Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Lil Jess, who is contestant number one?
Adriana Reyes from the Southwest.
Hi, Adriana. What's your buzzer going to be?
Whiz out.
Are you calling from Afghanistan? Because it seemed like a little delay there.
No, I'm driving. Sorry.
Oh. All right. Well, we're going to kind of need you to, well, no, pay attention to the driving. It's all right.
I'm
all no, that's
I'm
fine. You'll just, yeah, it's all good. Who is contestant number two, please?
Amanda Tong from Mountain's Edge.
Amanda, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hi, it's me.
It's me?
I'm sorry. It's bong, bong, bong. Is that what it is?
No, it's Mimi, like the Roadrunner.
Yeah, do that super loud.
Oh,
Mimi.
Okay.
Super loud.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'm listen, Amanda's like, oh, well, if I have to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if we're putting you out with our silly little radio show. I'm sorry.
I can do it. I can do it.
Okay. All right. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first.
Yep.
He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So which Hills alum gave birth to baby number two earlier this week? Was it Lauren Conrad, Heidi Montag, or Adriana Lima? Or
where's that?
Audrina Patridge. Why did I say Adriana Lima?
Adriana.
It definitely was not her.
I say B.
Adriana says B. No B.
Amanda, was it Lauren Conrad or Audrina Patridge?
I'll go for Audrina Patridge.
Was it Audrina Patridge, also known as Adriana Lima? No. Somebody didn't listen to Spence's challenge.
Yeah.
That was one of the questions. No points, question two.
So Riverdale killed off whose character last night? Lily Reinhart, Molly Ringwald, or Luke Perry?
Mimi.
Amanda.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald. Is she on Riverdale?
Yep. Mm-hmm. She actually, awesome. Yeah, she played Luke Perry's wife.
I don't watch Riverdale.
Adriana, was it Lily Reinhart or Luke Perry?
Luke Perry.
Was it Luke Perry? Sure was. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Adriana's up 1-0.
Yes, she is.
Go to the all-important third and final question. Lauren Conrad, that was her second boy. It wasn't actually her second kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was her second boy. She actually has four kids. So we'll make this all-important third and final question worth four big game-winning points.
So which KLUC artist is speaking out about addiction after her friend recently passed away? Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, or Ariana Grande?
Mimi.
Amanda.
Ariana Grande?
I just love this because Amanda couldn't sound more bored with this whole concept.
Mimi.
Mimi, whatever. I don't care.
I think my phone has a delay. It's not me.
I don't think the delay has much. Never mind. Is it Ariana Grande? No.
No. Oh. Amanda, was it Selena Gomez or Demi Lovato?
I think it's Adriana.
Oh, Adriana. Sorry.
Demi Lovato.
Adriana says Demi Lovato for the win, although she's already got the 1 point.
Yeah.
And yeah, you win anyway. So but it was Demi Lovato, yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Amanda, have a lovely day. Thank you so much for calling.
You too, thanks.
Bye, buddy.
Congratulations, Adriana. You're the winner.
Thank you.
Four tickets to the Age of Chivalry, Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival this weekend at Sunset Park. And maybe even more importantly, You are today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Keep your phone close. We are two songs away from $1,000 and the new Big Fat Bribe code word.
$1,000. Awesome.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Confirmed. Two songs away. Confirmed.
All right.
How often do you eat while you're driving?
Pretty often. And I know you're not supposed to.
Quantify it.
Twice a week.
Pretty often. Is it okay? Really?
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
How often do you eat while you drive?
Maybe once a week.
I try and stay out of it. How often do you eat while you drive?
Four times a week. I'm hustling, running back and forth.
Shouldn't shock anybody that the most dangerous part of eating and driving, unwrapping the food, that is the toughest. If you got to unwrap a hamburger, and seeing I don't get just like a single. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So the unwrapping is bad. What do you think the second most dangerous time while you're eating in your car is?
Taking a bite?
No. In fact, not even on the list.
Second most dangerous.
I would say making a turn.
As it pertains directly to the eating.
Maybe if, I don't know, isolation, maybe lunchtime?
As it pertains direct, like within the act of eating in the car. What is the second most? So unwrapping it is the first most dangerous. The second is, and this is true, when you reach for a napkin, because generally if you're reaching for a napkin, it's desperate.
I've always wondered, you know, you can't text while you're driving. How did eating escape that? Because honestly, if I get a soft taco from Taco Bell, the most dangerous part for me is if that meat sauce or whatever slips down and hits my seat of my car or my pants.
Because the barn door is already open. Yeah. The horse is already out. Yeah. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube on that one. Because people already eat and there's drive-thrus. You know, there's drive-thrus across America. There's no way you could stop that. And by the way, people text and drive now.
Yeah.
The number of people that I've gotten behind that you go, are they drunk? Nope, they're just on their phone.
Yeah.
On the freeway. Going 45, weaving between lanes. It's ridiculous. So unwrapping is number one, the most dangerous part of eating while driving. Reaching for a napkin, number two. Cleaning up a spill or a stain, which is kind of related to number two. Putting condiments on your food. You know why?
Because
you're focused.
Yeah.
And it takes two hands. You're holding the food and you're trying to put the...
Short of you putting the burrito on your lap or whatever.
Dealing with the trash when you're done. No. Because I just keep the bag right. I keep the bag right there.
Passenger seat, yeah.
The most popular foods that we eat while we're driving are French fries, candy bars, hamburgers, chips, and a tie between donuts and granola bars. I couldn't tell you the last time I ate a donut in the car.
No, I wouldn't.
The worst to try to do, oh God, this is so embarrassing, eating a salad.
No, what are you doing?
I have.
But if you need,
I have. It. I had to go. I had to go from here to there, and I needed to eat. I know.
I don't want to hear about you binge watching Chasing Dion or whatever the hell that was. I don't want to hear about all that. 56% of Americans, just 50. You know what? 56% of Americans admit to eating while driving on a semi-regular basis. 56, 40. Yeah, that means like 42% lie about it. Because that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Everyone does it.
I don't do it very often now.
I don't do it either.
I don't do it very often now, but that's mostly because I've sworn off the fast food.
That's what does it.
Trust me, if I was still going to Roberto's and Taco Bell and Sonic and insert fast food joint here, 7% do it, eat behind the wheel every day. And old folks, 13% of people between 55 and 64 say they eat behind the wheel every day, and women more than men.
Oh, wow.
The greatest person in the world.
Who spent you first today?
Yeah, 29 hours plus. My mom, who lives in Grass Valley, California, has been without electricity.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at that.
No.
That's not funny.
To prevent forest fires, the PG&E, which is their utility for electricity, has basically cut the cord, and this could last for several days. My mom now goes out randomly to her car, turns it on, and plugs the phone in to keep it charged. And because now she has no TV or anything else, she has taken to sending me memes, text updates, and phone calls on the situation. The latest text is that she is concerned that her fish sticks are going to go bad. I responded that she's a grown woman and should have stopped eating fish sticks some years ago.
So this is now your problem,
yeah,
too.
So I appreciate her going through the suffering and all of that. PG&E, please turn the power back on. But Mom, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla.
So I love reading my horoscope every single day. And today it says your energy and enthusiasm are elevated as you approach yet a higher level of accomplishment. This could inspire you to channel most of your energy into more work and climb yet higher. So today my day is a 10. I'm
you
very excited
go,
about
girl.
This. So Mom, thanks for having me. And I'm a Capricorn. Thanks to you. So you is
the greatest person in the world.
It's not at all where I thought that was going. Yeah. Up. So your mom is your greatest
person? My mom's the greatest person in the world.
Not your horoscope?
No. Hell no.
All right. Yeah. Similarly, little three-year-old Ian was taught by his mom to say this.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
Again.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
I'm gonna say it again.
I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything.
Say it one more time. I am smart. I am blessed. I can do anything. Man, little three-year-old. Well, because his mom taught.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, to Mom, Alyssa, for being a great parent. And for Ian, for just making us all feel a little better about ourselves today. You just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, little Jeff. It's really loud, and every day I look at it and I go, which one do I turn down? I'm not sure. I'm serious. Every
day. Is it different every day?
Every day I look at it, and it's a mystery, and it is different every day.
Okay.
But honestly, if I would just look at it ahead of time, I think there's something about being at the end of the show, and I'm like, I look at it and I go, gosh, that music's really loud.
What?
I should turn this down. And I'm like, all right, which one is it? Oh, it's that one right there. Okay. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
All the way May from the Southwest.
Yeah, girl. All the way May. We learned a lot. We learned a lot in this show, including, of course.
I am smart.
I am blessed.
I can do anything.
Do anything.
I am smart.
I am blessed.
I can do anything.
And then, what? But honestly, this one will stick to your ribs a little bit. What's the piece of life advice that you can take with you everywhere you go?
To read the student handbook.
Read the student handbook.
You sign it,
or honestly, anything you sign. How much? I would love to tell you that I was one of those people that goes through and they say terms and conditions that goes through and even like glosses over.
Right.
But sometimes I wonder what rights I am giving away.
Yeah, you have no rights to anything because you signed it away.
Yeah.
I never look at it.
Like when you get your phone, it could say all of these pictures, all of your nudes, everything. They're ours.
Yeah.
You know, they're ours.
That could be
every photo that you've ever taken, we actually have legal right to.
Yeah, will you allow them access to your microphone? You know, all of that stuff.
There's a paragraph where it allows you for them to even ridicule you over your nudes.
Ah,
right.
That's not cool.
Right. Well, and there might even be a sentence in there that says, and we'll actually care. That's always the funny thing where people go, I'm not signing. You know, the government will have all my information. Yeah, they don't care about you. Just stop it. But that's another discussion for another
Jeez.
Time. Monster Jam All-Star Challenge tomorrow night at Sam Boyd Stadium. 4 tickets are yours. Congratulations.
Thank you. The kids will have so much fun.
Yes, and you will as well. Don't even kid yourself. Have a great day. And you know what? We are that much closer to Friday, everybody. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow if you want.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.